Hi, folks. This is Ross Rader from Random Bytes Radio. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that a couple of the songs I play today, they use bad words in them. So this is not a family-safe podcast, and it's certainly not a work-safe podcast. It's a headphone-friendly podcast, and I'm friendly. So there's not a lack of friendliness in this podcast. So without further ado, here's my show.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
If more of our so-called leaders would walk the same streets as the people who voted them in, live in the same buildings, eat the same food instead of hiding behind glass and steel and bodyguards, maybe we'd get better leadership and a little more concern for the future.
We're building a radio network where every user on the network will be a channel on our system.
It's not in your best interest to disconnect me. Someone could get hurt.
Hey, I got him this far. You take over from here.
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
Just pipe down and let's get on with it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the world's worst program.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Ross Rader here, podcasting as live as I can be from Casa Disco in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for what day is it today? Sunday, January 16th, 2005. It's a gloomy, yucky, kind of January day out there, so I spent most of my time inside dealing with email and stuff like that today. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Thanks for continuing to subscribe to my humble efforts here. Really, really happy I finally got all, well, not all, but 99% of the new gear in place. I don't have to wrestle with a mic without a stand this week, for instance. Still got some noise to deal with. Not sure if it's coming off my little handy-dandy mixing board or from somewhere else, but hopefully I can take care of that. So if you hear some, it's coming from something in the system. I've also got to take receipt of a compressor. A compressor is kind of a neat piece of gear. What it does is keeps the spikes out of the system so that you're not getting your eardrums blow out when I get excited or drop something on the mic. So today in the show, we're going to be taking a genre tour to the four corners of music, at least the four corners of popular music. No, I'm not talking about opera, country, and rock. I'm talking about post-grunge and some hip-hop, and we'll kind of wing it from there. I don't really have a lot of talk to this week either. I'm trying to keep that to a minimum. There's too much good music that I found trolling around these various places today. I actually had first lined up around 90 minutes of music, and somehow I don't think I can deal with that. That's like a 4-hour upload and then a 90-year download for some people, so we're going to stay away from that. But I do have, well, according to the track list, about 48 minutes of stuff. I'm also not doing a feature this week. You know, as I've mentioned a few times, it's kind of tough to get good, in-depth information about bands from their website. And until I actually start getting in better touch with some of these artists, it's just not going to happen. You know, I'll be lucky to find out where they're playing, never mind, you know, how they got together, what they like for lunch. I guess that kind of stuff builds up over time for these folks, you know, with as they build their mythology from release to release and do their promos and artist shows or live shows and stuff like that. It kind of gets out there and becomes easier to find out this trivia, but I'm a trivia guy, and if, you know, I can't get that depth of information, it's real tough for me to stay in love with a band over a long period of time. But anyways, first up this week, I'm going to be playing some Citizen Smith. Of course, you've heard a lot from me. Then we're going to play some Angel's Heart and Shay Arthur. Citizen Smith, actually, I found out it's not clear what their name is, whether it's Citizen Smith UK, Citizen Smith CS. No, I'm making that last bit up. It's just they kind of use it interchangeably, so I'm not quite clear how I should refer to these guys. In any event, though, I'm sure I can sort that out. Angel's Heart, I think we played some of them last week. Sort of that kind of new punk band from the West Coast. I've got some kind of mid-80s stuff from them that I want to play. It's a little bit of kind of Judas Priest with a twist. So that's kind of something nice to look forward to for you. And Shay Arthur, you know, and I'm kind of getting tired of that sound. And you'll know what I mean when you hear it. But it's still enough to get the blood pumping and make me want to listen to some rock and roll. So anyways, without further ado, here's some Citizen Smith with Anywhere But Here. Hope you like it.
Right. change the brief you be something great. If you could run, if you possess the strength, you change the world. Would you stand so tall? Face your fate now. If you adjust one deep dream inside your soul, if you believe, if it was what you knew you had to do, would you walk that line and take a chance to dream?
Before that, Angel's Heart with their track Dream, and of course, kicking it off, Citizen Smith. Like I said, I played an awful lot of those guys. It's because I like them an awful lot. See what I mean about that Angel's Heart track, though? Just that kind of like a nice early 80s update. Early 80s. Let me try this again. Take two. That early 80s metal experience just dragged back through the ages about 20 years up to present day, and updated quite nicely. I think they did a good job with that. Both of those bands, the last two anyways, not crazy about the vocals on those tracks, but what can you do? Coming up, let's move squarely into hip-hop territory. I've got some tracks, a couple of cute tracks, actually, from Mainflow and Alpha Zeta. And before that, a great, I don't know what I would think or what I would call sort of definitive hip-hop, nice little track by the Perceptionists. Kicking it off, here you go, Memorial Day.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We've been looking for months and we ain't found nothing. Please, Mr. President, tell us something. We knew from the beginning that your ass was bluffing.
How unfortunate, it wasn't what you thought in Kid and basic training. They taught you how to slave it as a starter kit, and you showed up with a gun to load up, hoping the college education's waiting. Maybe your steady occupation, now you're waiting many lives against yours. President's wars got you on course with all the costs. Sergeant is lost, general's boss, plans crossed, now you're in the crosshair of a sniper, shaky, scared, shot off your ear. Oh, duck down, one round just hit the minutes from some young yet expendable citizen. He's from the other side of the line, fighting for time, time to see his kids walk, time to talk with his pop, time to have a rational thought without the fear of being shot. Damn, his gun jammed, now you've got him unlocked. It's a soldier suicide slide, know you tried hard to stay alive when you're catching fire from both sides, and we miss you at home. It's time the government truly left you alone, dropped you off and pop one in your dome. Now we've seen it in Iraq and the Congo, America's motto, kill their leader, then we make a stronghold.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We've been looking for months and we ain't found nothing. Please, Mr. President, tell us something. We knew from the beginning that your ass was bluffing. Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We've been looking for months and we ain't found nothing. Please, Mr. President, tell us something. We knew from the beginning that your ass was bluffing.
I never thought of this the day that I enlisted, that I'd be dodging bullets, seeking weapons that never even existed. For someone else's personal beef, I risk my health while the commander-in-chief would never come and fight himself. I feel I'm being tricked, even worse than the civilians. Nobody ever told me that we would be killing children, feeling like the ones that sent me here are the psychotics. But if I say that out loud, I'm unpatriotic. But when Donald Rumsfeld backed me up with the chrome, with Tom Ridge fighter, would he stay secure back home? And with Condoleezza Rice covered grenades in the foxhole, I'm starting to believe what I was told is not so. What's the reason for the war? I'm shooting at these people that I got no animosity for. I wonder if I'm just a pawn in someone else's struggle, or a hero even though I'm such a small piece of the puzzle. I know that when I finally return where I reside, I'll make up for the months my wife and mom's pride, and carry on for all my fallen brothers who died. See, you can't take my pride, cause I'm a f***ing soldier.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We've been looking for months and we ain't found nothing. Please, Mr. President, tell us something. We knew from the beginning that your ass was bluffing. Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We've been looking for months and we ain't found nothing. Please, Mr. President, tell us something. We knew from the beginning that your ass was bluffing.
Come on.
Yes. You want a battle?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know if you're ready.
Cincinnati,
are you ready for Quali? Who goes there?
It's one battle.
Who we rocking with?
Rock with me. And
where he chilling at?
San Diego.
Come on.
Everybody. It's hip hop world. Dying for, are you sure?
Here we go.
It's hip hop world. Dying for, are you sure?
It's hip hop world, dying for, are you sure? Come on, Quali.
Running through your town, hunting you down, fronting you down. This fucking clown trying to come around for a pound.
What?
White boy with a backpack.
What?
Overheard talking about how Black Star was whack and high tech tracks was flat.
What?
Tried to give me some dap and said I'm in his top five. MCs that he loved to see perform live. He said KRS was the best and Rap Man came second. Said he likes Super Nap, but he don't like his records. The Roots was the best line as far as group. Then he's like most Def Side, but what's up with his leather suits? I seen him on stage singing and doing rock covers.
What's up with that?
fucking cocksucker. First thing I said is get the fuck out my face. Now. Asshole probably think this got something to do with race.
Please.
My crew is game tight, spell the name right on the marquee. Fucking with our show with Dane Light. Hardly nobody dealing with culture. Stealing the show from the big name rapper whose career is over.
Yeah.
A year after he appeared, as long as the hits are there, right?
Yeah, right.
The record or not, I'ma still be here. In the Range Rover with main flow, bumping the same draw. Rain flows on these B-boy heads like Kangos.
African,
call and response. You're not a purist, you pure shit. You don't preserve the culture, you disturb it.
Word.
Niggas tried to rhyme, couldn't fuck with the eternalist.
Nope.
Too much of a herb and shit, so you became a journalist. I murdered this bitch, and then I drag it back to Brooklyn. Man, I'm going out to the pub, good looking.
You're all in a battle. I don't think so. Cincinnati, are you ready for quality? It's one of battle. Rock with me and flow.
Brooklyn, come on, come on, come on.
It's hip hop world, dying for, are you sure?
It's hip hop world,
dying for, are you sure?
Yeah.
Main
flow,
yeah.
Dying for, are you sure?
Yo, yeah. For the backpack popping,
yeah.
Wondering when the axe dropping, stacks popping, reason keep the tracks hopping. To them whack rap cats that act scared tonight, cats prepare to fight like Dr. Dre and Eric Wright. Trying to keep me dry, Slater for a sneaky guy. Niggas to keep me high, rest in peace to Freaky Top. Live and die for this hip hop, forget cops, tip tops. Pulling your cars like gift shops, ground robbing. Some niggas out trying to clown comment. They even asked me why I didn't drop on sound bombing. Or the Black Star train of thought lounge shit. You fake ass cats know who I'm down with. Big like, big as the sun. Big like, military guns like L and Big Pun. When I flex grands, moving on to the next fans. Piece of Trouble T, Sugar Shack from X-Clan, Marky D. Hip hop's a part of me, dark as me. Sit back and spark a tree. With Kwa Siggy, flowing reason shit's not jiggy. Who shot my niggy world wiggy like Pac and Biggie?
You all in a battle? I don't think so. Cincinnati, are you ready for quality? It's one of battle. Rock with me and flow.
It's hip hop world, dying for,
are you sure?
It's hip hop world, dying for, are you sure?
Yeah.
It's hip hop world, dying for, are you sure? It's hip hop world, dying for, are you sure?
Cross
to the music, get a life sentence. Handcuffs useless, edital toothless, speeches of rubies. Even a zodiac sign couldn't rule me. Rumors talking, people honking, sharp circle, dogs barking. Again, the beginning is upon us. My friends will be living in stardust. Seas to swallow, mountains hollow, crumble, tumble, the sun is shallow. Music save us, the anthem tomorrow. Rule is to break the rule, don't follow. You have been charged with the crime of being local in your outlook towards music, which is not universal within its application at all.
Here comes the judge, 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 here comes the judge.
Like a gavel, a scowling robe, no action reviewed. Got two stars, that ain't happening. Demo tapes these days ain't happening. What you say, he say, ain't rapping. How about acting? Be a ship's captain, go Star Trekking. We'll be tracking, skip directions, break up fractions, new suggestions. Forward, backwards, upside down, ill captions. Freeze when I spin on my back, ill massive. Ash to ashes, dust to dandruff. You're under arrest, I can't stand it. Slam the hammer till the snare cracks. Outlaw your music like Paul Bryant and Anthrax. An Anthrax, an Anthrax.
Never should have given me a microphone. Anyways, that was Alpha Zeta with Here Comes the Judge. Before that, Main Flow with Hip Hop Worth Dying For. And before that, the track Memorial Day by The Perceptionists. I really like that. I mentioned I'd call that definitive hip hop. I call it that because it's tight, it's smart, it's got a great narrative to it. I really like that kind of stuff. You know, so much about what makes hip hop great in my mind, lives in that kind of a track, takes you in time inside the voice that's rapping it out. And that's always kind of cool for me. So I hope you like that. This week's little, rant is, it's not a rant. It's more of an explanation. So the question that I'm going to try and answer is why do I podcast? Why do I invest a couple hours every Sunday afternoon in sitting in front of a microphone, creating an MP3 and uploading it to my website where people use RSS to get it into their iPods and their Movos and their various MP3 playing devices? Initially, I started podcasting because I wanted to talk more. I don't talk a lot day to day. I'm more of a listener type person, and I found that quite often when the time came to talk, i.e., when I'm in large groups of people and they've requested me to weigh in on a subject, i.e. I'm giving a speech or making a presentation, I found that the brain process and the verbal process had become kind of disconnected over the years. In school, I was never good at standing in front of the class and saying the alphabet or telling the story or giving the report. Just scared the crap out of me. And, you know, that continued through high school until I started DJing. But even after that, wicked noise crept up in the background. Here, let me try and fix that. So, you know, even after that disc jockey experience, I found that from time to time, if I didn't stay in practice, that I'd just kind of lose the skill, as it were. And, you know, occasionally I'd just I'd freeze up or just not do as good of a job as I know deep down inside that I could do. So at first, that's why I got into podcasting, truth be told, was because I knew that speaking regularly led to becoming a good speaker, and falling out of practice led to bad practice, and that it's quite impossible to get up in front of 500 people and grab the mic and say what's on your mind intelligently unless you do it on a regular basis. So that was my goal with the first couple of shows. But then I found that I was having more fun with the production aspects of the show than I was actually having with the, let's call it the therapeutic or the educational aspects of the show. Going out quite regularly and exposing myself to new music that wasn't being force-fed to me through a straw connected to the FM dial was pretty great. Citizen Smith UK, The Perceptionists, it doesn't matter. They're not getting airplay. You're not hearing them. And, you know, maybe they don't deserve as much attention as I would like them to get. Maybe they're not worthy of radio play by whatever measure songs get deemed to be worthy of radio play. But they are worth listening to. And some of them are worth, I think, worth listening to repeatedly. And, you know, unless I'm going out and finding this stuff, it's not showing up in my mailbox, you know, with my bills. It's not showing up on my radio dial. It's certainly not showing up on my television dial. So where am I going to get it from if I don't get it from there? So it's turned out that podcasting for me has turned into an excuse to really reclaim my love of music. When I was a kid, I remember getting into my dad's record collection, and it was neat because I'd used record listening as an excuse to read. What I would do is I would start out with you know, various 45s that he had, let's say Chubby Checker, and then I'd try and learn as much as I possibly could about Chubby Checker and his relationships with other musical artists, and that led me to read all the rock biographies and learn all sorts of crazy trivia, and probably put far too much time into understanding the people behind the music than I did actually in listening to the music. But it was a real neat journey, because then you understand the various relationships between these different bands. You know, how are Jethro Tull and Yes related, for instance? You know, you can learn that through these through actually getting into the music and figuring out what the books are behind it. But over the years, I'd kind of lost that that love of music. And I just started listening to, not even that love of music, but that love of discovery of music, not only within songs, but within the stories behind the songs and the discovery of the bands. Probably because it got hard and it was very difficult for quite a long period of time to easily stumble across good finds. And, you know, when you're trying to grow up, I guess is what the only way I could describe that. When you're trying to you know get through your 20s, the only things that aren't central to that mission of finding a decent job and finding a decent woman just fall by the wayside. And for me, one of those things was that discovery of new music. So podcasting has really allowed me to find that love of discovery all over again, and there's nothing more that I'm enjoying there's nothing that I enjoy more than sitting down with the laptop or with the tabletop and going out and trying to find stuff that I know that you haven't heard before, and then playing that and subjecting you to it. The only thing that's missing is a feedback loop. I don't get a lot of comment back from all of you telling me what you like and what you don't like. Part of the effort that I go to is actually in describing the. Excuse me, that crept out of nowhere. Part of what I really try and part of the detail that I try and give everyone every week is the artist and their website. You can get all this music out there as well. But I would like to know, do you like the music? Which music do you like? Why do you like that music? Which do you hate? Which aspects of it did you hate? Were there parts of it that you hated and parts of it that you loved? Were there parts of it, did you love all of it but hated the way I put it together? Did you want me to shut up or did you want me to talk more? Do you listen to these podcasts because you like to hear me talk? Or because you like the music I play? Am I talking too much? Am I playing too much? You know, all of these things, I'd love to hear more about. But specifically, I want to know what's going on in your hearts and minds as it relates to the specific tracks that I'm playing and the artists you're hearing. So please feel free to pass that on to me. Ross@2cows is my email for life, at least thus far anyways. That's ross@tucows.com. Audio comments, more than welcome. Happy to play them. Feel free to give me a call too. If you've got my number, it's on my website. Love to chat, or whatever. One of the reasons I'm giving you this Why Do I podcast speech is because I want to be clear, as well, that this definition is inclusive. So everything that I'm not telling you about why I do podcast would add to the definition, I suppose, is the best way to describe what I'm trying to get at. In other words, anything that's not in this definition isn't something that drives me. So why do I podcast? Well, the reasons that aren't included in this are because I intend to make money from it in the future. Another reason would be because the company I work for wants to make money off of me or off of podcasting. Other reasons would include because I want to be famous. Other reasons, other reasons wouldn't include I want to be famous. What else? What else are not included in the definition of why I podcast? There's probably a million more, and given enough thought, I could probably uncover them all for you, but I won't put you through that pain. So let me just be real explicit. Why I podcast is because of the music, and I hope you like the music, and I hope you like listening to me present you with the music. That's enough on that particular subject. Coming up next, I'm going to play some... how should I describe this next genre trip? This is music to chill out by, or music to get the real synapses firing. This is the stuff that makes it real easy to think and relax and just get inside the music. This is music that I would qualify as being in the warm, fuzzy, funky blanket category that you just want to wrap yourself in and close your eyes and listening to what's going on with it. I'm inspired to play these three tracks by Chill Factor 6, Charanga, Cakewalk, and Purple Skunk because of a recent trip I made out to Hans Bay, again, forgive the pronunciation, in South Africa. Now, Hans Bay is a little coastal town that is famous for its shark diving expeditions. So when I went there, it was a two-hour trip out of Cape Town. We hopped into a tour bus at roughly 6 o'clock in the morning and made our way down the sort of the winding through the mountains by the sea road into this little village. And I'd fallen asleep along the way there. It'd been a late night the night before. And when we got there, I was the last one to get out of the truck. I was sleeping so deeply I didn't even know we'd arrived. But when I woke up, it was very quiet, And there was some of this nice chill relaxation music playing in the background over the loudspeakers at the shark diving hut. The tour operators that we were actually there to do business with and be entertained as tourists. So anyways, I was watching my video of this last night with a few friends. They came over for dinner and I put them through the endless slideshow and video experience. And I caught wind of some of this music in the background. Not these specific tracks necessarily, but music much like it. And I thought, wow, you know, I should actually play some of that in my podcast. So I did some research this morning and came up with these three tracks, which are very reminiscent, in my mind, of that little trip up the ocean from Cape Town to go swim with the sharks. I hope you like these tracks as much as I enjoyed that day. We'll be right back.
entera, con toda mi alma, con toda mi alma.
I was having a lot of fun with the mic turned off on that one. I don't know if you know this or not, but I play guitar. So my first love was actually acoustic guitar, which is the nylon string guitar that you hear in that particular tune. And so it inspired me to run over to the guitar case that I've been sitting in the craft room now for 6 months since we moved into Casa Disco and grab the old acoustic guitar. So that was me playing along with that. And of course, it all started out, hey, wait a second, I can probably play this song, realizing quickly that I haven't practiced near enough any time over the last, any time in my life. I started off like this. And then realized that that didn't even go with the song that was playing, so I just actually ended up sitting there doing this. Well, not really that either. It was that, but sort of almost a little bit. Well, it's kind of, okay. It was exactly that, and I was totally out of beat. And what it comes down to, as much as I like playing guitar, I just can't play guitar. But that's my life. Here we are, 55 minutes into the show, folks, and I've still got three more tracks to play. That was, that last song that you heard was Spanish Incidents. Let me get rid of the guitar here. That was Spanish Incidents from Purple Skunk. Before that, El Indio from Charanga Cakewalk. And Chill Factor 5 kicked it off with Spiritual Rhythm. I'm not going to give you much further ado. This is the laid-back portion of the genre tour. I have got Audra Kubat, Eurymindes, or Eumenides, EU. No, see it in the show notes. And Amethyst Fallen. Not a lot I was able to discover about any of these folks. Audra Kubat, though, she's got two tracks out there for download, and I love them both. They're, she kind of puts forward a vibe that is really reminiscent about reminiscent of Amy Mann, and she's like everything that I love about Amy Mann, but you just can't get any more out of Amy Mann. So it's kind of, at least for me, where Amy Mann left off with her stuff. And Eumenides, I picked them because, well, the track I'm going to play is called Delphi, and Delphi was one of the first tracks that I ever recorded, at least the name of the first tracks that I ever recorded, and I was going to play it for you today, but both time and disorganization, time constraints and disorganization didn't permit me to. So anyways, enough of the rambling. Without further ado, here's some Audra Kubat. Hope you like it.
Georgia, she's complicated. cries when she's having a good time. Georgia, she is a child.
Thank you.
That was Amethyst Fallen with Low Life. Audra Kubat, one of the things I love about the song Georgia there that you just heard so much is that real nicely done guitar solo right towards the end. It's rare that you hear it's rare that you hear negative guitar solos is the only way that I can characterize that musically. Not having much musical training on the guitar, as I proved earlier. What I'm describing there is the lack of notes, and it takes a good guitarist to not play something. And whenever I don't hear it, I love it because it allows the song to gel a little bit better. The foreground guitar, the background guitar, the vocal, the bass, the drums all shine through a little bit better when they're not fighting each other for attention. So the more gaps there are in the fabric of the song, the better it breathes and lives. And it's just, it allows for some nice interplay that I always like. As I said, that was Amethyst Fallen with Low Life, Eumenides with Delphi, and of course, and as now I've said six times, Audra Kubat's Georgia. Anyways, I am going to wrap this up for this week. That is now, checking the old ticker, 1 hour, 8 minutes, 52 seconds of talk and rock only on FM Radio 1.1. Anyways, I'm so pathetic sometimes. Well, I'm going to wallow in that and sign off. Hope you enjoyed the show this week, folks. I certainly did. A little bit more off the cuff than what I normally do. A lot more dense. Well, I'm a little bit more dense than I normally am. A little bit more dense with the music than you get from week to week. And I'm really kind of getting into this Sunday groove. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not podcasting makes it through the summer, though, once people go outside. I'm not so sure they're going to be willing to make the investment, but that's just me. I was actually giving some thought this week to the outdoor podcasting thing, so you might get some remotes from me this summer. I really want to stick with the radio show format, but I don't want to lose my tan neither. So the only way I can fill both of those is to do some outdoor podcasting. Anyways, that's it for me, Canada, the world, the pan-galactic internet. So I'm signing off for Sunday, January 1916. It's elapsed while I was recording this and I didn't even realize it. Anyways, people, enjoy yourself, stay loud, stay proud, and look over your shoulder. There's a Monday there. Adios!